breaking news. The Mission House of Representatives emphasized the need to revise Law No. 24 of 2007 on disaster mitigation to strengthen the National Disaster Mitigation Agency's or BNPB's role in disaster mitigation. The Deputy Chairman of Commission 8 of the House, Abdul Wahid Omar, stated that the current disaster mitigation law doesn't adequately support the agency in implementing comprehensive disaster mitigation. Public Works Minister Dodi Hargono has emphasized his ministry's readiness to construct the facilities and infrastructure needed for the tuition-free schools program called Sekolah Rakyat People's School, and he said in Jakarta on Wednesday that his side will ensure the availability of basic infrastructure such as school buildings, dormitories, sanitation, and other facilities supportive of learning activities. That's the news.
Bye.
Indonesia.
Bye. Indonesia.
Yes, we are still loyal to company listeners.
Yeah,
so, Unika, maybe you still have information maybe for our listeners?
Yeah, rather information, I have some wise words.
Oh, really? You still have wise words?
Yeah, more than wise, fun wise words.
Well, so you don't feel bored about wise words?
We're telling wise words? Of course not. Wise words is what motivates our first listeners, so I believe the listeners also want to hear the wise words I'm about to say.
So by knowing wise words, you will also have such motivation.
Motivation.
Spirit, maybe, yes. So what motivation, what wise words that we have to give our listeners, Unika?
I have a quote of wise words from Hoshitoku Aminoto.
What? Hoshitoku Aminoto?
Hoshitoku Aminoto.
Do you know him?
I know him. I don't know him personally, but I am the Indonesian father of national movement and the nation's teacher.
Okay. Wait, Unika, you said Hoshitoku Aminoto. Hos. So, what does Hos stand for?
It actually stands for Haji Umar Said.
Hos means Haji Umar Said. So, that's what long name is. Haji Umar Said, Hoshitoku Aminoto.
It's too long, we call him Hos.
So that's abbreviation, yes?
Yeah.
Hoshitoku Aminoto, it means, Haji Umar Said, yes?
Yeah.
So, what he said, Unika?
He said that if one shall be a great leader, they must write like a journalist and speak like an orator.
Wow.
Yeah. He's known as a figure in the struggle for independence. He was one of the founders and leaders of trade and labor associations that played a key role in struggle during the early 20th century.
Wow, cool. So he said like this, Unika, yeah? So we must be like a journalist and speak like an orator.
Yeah.
Wow.
I believe we have to still write the quotes before this. We have to be brave like a journalist and orator.
Wow. Orator. Yeah. So we must speak a lot, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay, Unika, thank you, listener. That's our last word from?
From Hoshitoku Aminoto or Haji Umar Said Chokra.
Very well. Very good, Unika. Thank you, listener.
Thank you.
story of an Alfano in his work has a range of variation. His writings are not monotonous. One day he will write a non-cliché romance and a complex politic of a nation in the other day. Besides his peculiar works, he was also known for his reports on the situation of the past East Timor, which were written in a trilogy namely Saksi Mata, or Witness, short story anthology, entitled Just, A Few, and Incidents, and Ketika Jurnalis Medibung Kams Nafta Hais Bicara, or When Journalism is Silenced, Literature Must Speak. In 2014, he launched a blog named Panel Journal, on human interest stories, along with several journalists and communication professionals. So he was not a newcomer in Indonesian book industry. He got a lot of awards for making some short stories for magazines. Even the stories of Puppet or Whale were retold by Fano in a peaceful chain of words. Their stories were published in a magazine, which later was compiled into a book entitled Kitab Omong Kosong, or The Tome of Nonsense, released in 2004. The book brought Fano to receive the prestigious Katulistiwa Literary Award in 2005. In 2017, Fano wrote a story of a woman whose beauty surpasses the angels from above, named Drupadi. However, before we present the brief review of the book entitled Drupadi, let's listen to a song entitled Chubat Chubat Swam, made by Sami Kamster and Jerry Kumar. Kish, originating from planet Sapi Street in Bandar Aceh, Yogyakarta. This satay is quite different from other satays, because the main seasoning is only salt and pepper, while other satays use soy sauce or peanut sauce as the main seasoning. Because the main seasoning of this satay uses more salt, some people call it satay uya, which means salt satay. The satay sticks are not made of bamboo, but from iron bars. The skewers from these iron bars serve as a heating conductor that will make the meat quite cooked inside. Satay kotak is usually served with curry. Although the main seasoning of this satay kotak only uses salt, it can create a savory taste and the lamb is very tender. At the time of serving, one serving of satay kotak contains two skewers. You can add it with curry sauce, which adds to the deliciousness of this satay. For one serving of satay kotak, complete with curry soup, a plate of white rice, and also a glass of hot fresh tea,